Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Like, is there a name that stands out to you that you genuinely like? Because I'm going to be honest, we go through and we look at the guys that are there right now and have been thrown out as potential ideas, and I'm only counting the ones that I've read and at least taken any grain of salt with, because there's some wild ones out there. This is with the, you know, when I throw Drew Holiday in the mix as a one for one, that some of these other ones are absolutely ridiculous. But is there any of those names that have stuck out to you as somebody who is of actual caliber, a one-for-one trade for Darius Garland? Because I think if you go through and you actually break it down, I kind of do like the Franz Wagner swap, understanding that it's not going to save you really anything cap-wise. But if you wanted to shake it up, and if Orlando is willing to shake it up, I think it'd be something that would make sense. Now, I don't know that Orlando would really want to do that. But they do need a guard, and at least fits some of what each team wants to do. The same way that William threw out the trade last segment of Rui and DFS and trading him for Jared Allen and Isaac Okoro. I think that fits the billing for each team, what they need to add. Probably not the Lakers pulling the trigger on it, just because your wings after that essentially become, I mean, if you count LeBron, oh, that's positionless basketball player. And then, as Jax pointed out to me during the break, Jared Vanderbilt and Isaac Okoro. Not a feeling like a really great room full of wings to build your team around. Very, very big lack of depth coming from that team, going from, hey, you got LeBron, Rui, DFS, and by the way, Jared Vanderbilt's down there if you want him, to, you know, Jared Vanderbilt could start for this team. It's a chance. I don't think anybody's buying into that. But I just think as you look at the one-for-one trades for Darius Garland, nothing really stands out as a slam dunk, here's exactly what I need. Because if you want a guy that's tough, right, and you want a guy that really does improve your team, like Drew Holiday fits the billing as tough. We know we can show up in the playoffs. But he's also 34 years old, so you're getting nearly a decade older on this team and really shrinking your window there. You're getting a defensive guard who, yes, at that point would probably still start, but I don't know how much more you're getting out of Drew Holiday, and he's certainly not like a key piece for Boston. And by the way, you are just upgrading the Boston Celtics and extending out that window so dramatically that it's not funny. Like, you're helping, if you're trying to get better in the East, I think we can all agree that the roster from a talent perspective gets worse, and you're just helping Boston improve and then get right back into top-tier competition when the East right now, without making a move for next year, would be wide open. Cavs would have to make major internal improvements, but it's wide open. So I'm absolutely taking Drew Holiday. Just out of the equation. That's an absolute no for me. If you make that move, I would probably spend the next year of Cleveland Sports Talk Radio here from 7 to 11 bashing the Cavs. You want a Cavs post-game show? Congratulations. Welcome to the next 4 hours, okay? We're going to break down every single step that Drew Holiday took on the floor and then break down the Celtics game for the last hour and how Darius Garland played a better game than Drew Holiday. That's what this show would turn into. We'd have to change the name. It would be like the Drew Holiday hate club in Cleveland. Nobody would want to listen to that. Okay, it'd be a bad 4 hours of radio, but I would have a moral obligation. So let's take Drew Holiday off the table, right? And we're down to Franz Wagner and Tyler Herro. Now, I like Franz. I think Franz is the one that helps you the most. So I'll attack Tyler Herro to start. Guys, did we not learn a single lesson? We're talking about playoff performers and guys that need to step up in the big games. Isn't there some wild stat on Tyler Herro in closeout games just being one of the worst players in the history of basketball?
I mean, we saw it firsthand this year. Like, we don't even need to look at the stats.
He shot 1 of 9 from three.
It was horrible.
It was awful. And back against their wall, they're like, we're not going out 4-0. And he pulled the Max Strus. He really did. And I don't mean that as a full-on attack on Max. I just mean he played a really bad game 5 against Indiana. But, like, Max is like, hey, if you're not going to show up today, then really don't show up. Like, don't show up if you're not ready and prepared to go to all-out war and help this team come back from 3-1. And then Max didn't hit a shot all game. Again, bad performance, but it was the same thing from Tyler Herro. We're not going down 4-0. They're a better team without Darius Garland on the floor. Well, apparently a much better team because he won by like 90-something points in the final two games against Miami. Tyler Herro bleeped the bed in that series. Absolutely terrible. And on top of that, how much better does Tyler Herro really get you? It's a guy that doesn't create his own shot. It's a guy that's a stationary. He's a
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
A good three-point shooter on a normal night. Good regular season performer. Doesn't play defense. The same way Darius Garland, at least Darius tries to play defense. He's just smaller guy. Small guy. I mean, he's got, I was going to say the same build as me. Very much different build. Same height. Right around the same height that I do. Standing at 6 feet tall. 6'1". Like, if Darius and I are looking eyeball to eyeball, except the fact that he's probably like, I don't know, 140 pounds lighter than I am. It's a problem. Okay. It's a major problem. But he's at least going out there and throwing a body at people. Tyler Herro, hey, he might be 6'5. He's also 6'5 in a traffic cone as a defender. You don't get better with Tyler Herro. You actually, I think, by putting Tyler Herro on the team, create a ton more of weight on the shoulders of Donovan Mitchell to take over. So if you like the Herro thing, I say I'm fully out. Again, Franz Wagner is the interesting one. Because if you're the Cavs, you get younger. Or right around, Darius is 25, Franz is 23, and will be 24 this year. So you get about a year younger. You're right around the same contract, but I think you'd get a player that's tough. I think you'd get a player that can obviously create his own shot, can score. You'd definitely get a massive height advantage on this team where I think you could comfortably play Evan Mobley at the five if you also wanted to move on from Jared Allen this offseason and really shake up the roster. I think you could make that deal. One, I don't think Orlando goes through and makes this because they just signed Franz, and I think they view him as very valuable to what they're looking to build. But I mean, sure, you go and do that. You still have to make moves to get under the second apron. I still don't think that Franz Wagner is the missing piece that makes this team drastically a million times better. You still have a lot of work to do. So even if Franz makes sense, he can play defense. Again, he's gritty. He's mentally and physically tough. I think we see that in the Orlando series last year. But that's really the one-for-one trade, and I imagine Orlando probably hangs up that phone. You go, I'll do Darius for Franz straight up, and they probably go, try again. I just don't think that's enough. They need a point guard. I don't think they need Darius Garland as a point guard. They probably need more. And just of a facilitator and a guy that actually moves the ball and can create his own shot at least a little bit. All they got are defenders playing the guard position right now. Jax, you said he's on the table. Franz Wagner, you do it? One for one?
No. No.
What's missing? Other than the fact that we don't like Franz Wagner.
He doesn't really perform in the playoffs either.
I thought he played a decent series against the Cavs last year. No, I mean, he's not a great shooter.
That's the last thing you need is three dudes on the floor at the same time who, yeah, Mobley improved his three-pointer, but I mean,
in the final four games against the Cavs, he shot a combined, here we go, math on the air, 18 shots attempted. That would be seven made, 7 of 18 in the final four games against the Cavs in that seven-game series.
What about this year against Boston?
Well, Jack said, here comes more math. No, moving on. He did not play. He shot 19% from three. He shot 44% from the field.
I'm out.
I mean, he played a lot better last year than he did this year. Orlando had no chance against Boston. That was a sham of a series to begin with. Not to mention.
Yeah, I'm not saying that they had it. I'm just saying, like,
the spacings on that team is really bad.
And it would be the same if they traded Garland and it's Wagner, Mobley, and Allen on the floor at the same time. That's terrible.
Jared Allen might go in that equation too. But yeah. Like, again, I don't think it's great.
It's not better than what you have now.
I think that anything that you do, you have to get Donovan Mitchell help. You have to have him a running mate, which is like why Tyler Hero makes
Darius
sense.
Darius Garland is a better running mate than Franz Wagner.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. I think it helps with your size and toughness problem, but.
Yeah, but it doesn't help with him getting offensive. Like, there's no way. No.
People are really eager to trade Luka. Maybe we could get Jared Allen for Luka done. Can we get that done? Go. I don't think that fits the apron parameters.
Maybe we can get the first pick in the draft.
Maybe the Mavs
are. Maybe Nico's just waiting to make
to get
another.
Rid of it. Yeah. He's like, Cooper Flagg looks really nice, but how about I give you Kyrie, Anthony Davis, and Jared Allen? Here we go. Come on, Mavs fans. Are you not amped up? That'd be an all-timer. I'd love if they traded that. All right. Scott McLuhan coming in at 9:20 from Afternoon Drive earlier today, but in 5 minutes, get a grip as we always do at 9. It's Overtime with Jake Volnick on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.